Stocks churned sideways. The index is held in check by a further climb in bond yields and offsetting action from big companies reporting earnings. The S&P 500 finished fractionally lower Tuesday, barely registering its first back-to-back daily losses since early September. The 10-year Treasury yield nudged above 4.2% for the first time since late July, and that's up from 3.6% just before the Federal Reserve cut short-term rates in mid-September. Some blend of better economic data, a stall in disinflationary trends, reduced expectations for further rate cuts, and anticipation of potential wider deficits from expansionary policies under a possible second Trump presidency are all at play here in the bond market. Meantime, earnings continue to come in largely better than expected, but with mixed market reactions based on the prior stock setup. General Motors shares shot up by almost 10% on a strong quarter, while GE Aerospace fell 9% on solid results. That was after doubling the prior year in stock price. The cross currents leave the S&P barely below record highs, but stalled in recent days as investors debate whether the typical pre-election volatility has been averted this year or has simply been deferred. With your CNBC Markets Now update, I'm Mike Santoli.